Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercibia, an economist focused on the flooring business and a partner with Floor Focus magazine. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp.
So big news. My team and you have been working for the last month on this annual report. It's our May issue, and it's now available online, the digital form. And if people want to see it, they can go to Floor Daily and click on the magazine cover and go straight to it. It was an arduous task because this is the second year that the market's been down, and it's just hard to get people to tell you exactly how their business is doing. The headline again is that in 24 versus 23, the revenue in flooring overall was down 4%, with the residential replacement being down almost 8% and the commercial market being up just a hair under a point, but still positive, right?
That's correct.
So let's go through some of the details. One of the big news stories is resilient past carpet in revenue for the first time in us doing this annual report. It's just a hair bigger, but the resilience piece of the business by category is bigger than the carpet business. Resilience 31.1% share and carpet's 30.9%.
Yeah, it's a long time coming, and it's you could see it coming, and it's finally here. So resilient finally got the crown.
We go through the top 10 suppliers in the business. And this is based on U.S. domestic sales. Shaw is number one at $5.2 billion. Mohawk is number two at $4.6 billion. EF is number three at $1.47 billion. MSI is number four at $1.4 billion. Mannington, right at $800 million, number five. Interface, number six at $740 million. Tarquette is number seven at $695 million. AHF Products is number eight at $643 million. HMTX is number nine at $613 million. And then Emser rounds that out at $385 million.
Yeah, and Emser is almost all ceramic tile. That's a single category brand. But everybody else transcends a number of categories to get the sales they got.
It's good to see Mannington still holding its own there in the fifth place. You used to work there, right?
That's right. Still have a little bit of green in my blood.
Okay. Well, let's go a little bit deeper dive on resilient. It's up a half a point. So it's the only category that grew. It grew to $755 billion. All of the other categories were down some. So if the market's down four and a product is down two, it actually took share. Most people understand that. And carpet, the next category, was down as much as the market, right at 4%, at $7.51 billion. Ceramic was down 6.6% to $375 billion. And it's interesting, the amount of product that's consumed in 24 versus 23, more of it is imported. I think it went up about a point. So it's still around 70% imported.
Yeah, to me, that's the big story in a lot of this. Imports kind of saved the day. They were not down as much, let's say, as domestic production. They kind of held up each category.
You were telling me that imports represented 57% of the business. And when you consider that carpet is mostly still a domestic product, that's up considerably from 10 years ago, right?
That's right. 10 years ago, imports represented only 38% of the total market. Today, there are 57% of consumption. Mm-hmm. So the flooring industry, like the rest of the country, has become more and more import dependent. Now, these tariffs may shift some of that. And we got a 90-day reprieve saw today. So it'll be some time, I think, before we can sort all this out. But we have 3 months to do it.
Let's finish out the rest of the categories. Hardwood was down the worst. It was down 13.4% to $2.07 billion in revenue. And, you know, the sales there in that category were mostly on the luxury side of the business. And that's where we're seeing, you know, a lot of the movement on the residential replacement, the people that don't have to borrow money to get some of these projects done. The next category is area rugs. It was down 5.1% to $1.86 billion. Interesting story there is that a lot of the production in the U.S. that was focused on area rugs has shifted offshore. The Broadloom business that's custom surged, that's not part of these numbers. These are products that are made and sold purely as area rugs, mostly in the home centers. And then the last category was laminate. It was down 3%, which means it took share because the market was down 4 at 1.07 billion. But interestingly enough, laminate, nice supply domestically, and it's been taking share from the SPC products that have had issues over the last couple of years, right?
That's correct. Laminate, surprisingly, has a lower percentage of imports now than they did earlier. Less than 40% is imports in the laminate category. And a lot of that has to do with the domestic producers that are both producing for their own brands and for private label. We have a number of foreign companies with plants here, and that's helping that market. And quite frankly, laminate will always do better in a down market. It's a more cost-effective product for consumers, and so they get the wood look without having to pay the wood price. But with wood flooring, it's always going to be the case the people who have the money and want the real thing are always going to opt and can afford to opt for real wood flooring.
Well, Santo, we couldn't have done this report without your help. We really appreciate it. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia about Floor Focus's recently produced annual report, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.